We pray. O come, Emmanuel, and guide us on this heavenly road. Guide us by the power of your glorious light, your truth, our Savior made flesh. Bless us and reach us, dear Lord, and bring us ever closer to yourself in this holy season, now and forever to your glory. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning in Matthew throws a little problem at us. Did you catch that in verse 2? When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" John was in prison. King Herod would soon behead him. And now he sends his disciples to Jesus with a question rather than a conviction. What should we make of this? Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? Was it just a question that John the teacher was challenging his students with to ferret out the answer for themselves, that their hearts might truly be convicted as to who Christ was? Or did that question come from John's heart himself? Was there some seed of doubt there as he wrestled in that dungeon? Scripture doesn't really answer that question for us, and so we'll never be able to definitively land on that, although we may have varying opinions on it. But the interesting thing in our text is Jesus uses that specific question to launch into his own series of questions. Just as there had been doubts about Jesus, so there were doubts about John. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet?" Yes, a prophet. What did they expect when they trounced down the Mount of Jerusalem to go and find John in the wilderness and by the Jordan River? Did they just expect like a reed that blows whichever way the wind is going? Did they expect John to change his message with whatever religious thought was blowing in the breeze? No, that wasn't John the Baptist in any way, shape, or form. Did they go down looking for someone in a $1,000 suit, all set to impress? No, that wouldn't describe John the Baptist in any way, shape, or form. So then what did they go to see? A prophet. A prophet from the Lord. One filled with messages from the Almighty. Yes. But what do they think about him now that he sits in jail? Jesus is asking the crowd at his day, and he's asking you and me, what have you come out to see? Some horse and pony show? Or have you come to see the King of all kings, Jesus Christ? Was John the Baptist truly the prophet everyone was making him out to be? Well, doubt might rise as he's sitting in jail. How does a prophet of the Lord become jailed so easily by his enemies? John the Baptist had declared that Jesus, the Messiah, was to come in judgment. His axe already at the root of the tree. And every branch that does not bear fruit, it will be thrown into the fire. Did that describe Jesus' ministry? In so many ways, he didn't seem like he was coming in judgment. He was preaching and teaching and healing and blessing. And so the question arises, was Jesus really the Messiah that John had made him out to be? What kind of a Messiah dies on a cross? Well, this Advent and Christmas season, we're well aware deception or appearances can be deceiving. And it can lead you into doubt if you're not careful. Many people will be celebrating this Christmas season, but they'll be celebrating for all the wrong reasons. Even some Bible-believing Christians can be confused. Confused as to what we're really trying to accomplish here. What is it all about? What is this Jesus fellow all about? And actually be led into doubting and despair when they have every reason to be rejoicing. Surface appearances can deceive even us. And so that's why it's very important for us to ask ourselves that question over and over again. What have you come out today to see? And as we move down this road ever closer to Christmas, what are you coming out at Christmas time to see? Have you come out to see a family tradition? A nice story for young kids about a baby in a manger somewhere. You know, like ornaments. You haul Jesus out of the closet once a year just to do your family tradition and keep it alive and have a reason to celebrate. Or what have you come out to see? Perhaps a doting grandfather. Our heavenly grandfather who will give you whatever you want and condone whatever you want to do. It's easy for us to falsely assume that we must be in good with God because we have such a good life. Isn't that His stamp of approval on our lives? No. Or maybe we're coming out this Christmas to see our miracle worker. Name it and claim it. Or maybe we're coming out this Christmas season to see our divine paramedic. Jesus, you wait in the ambulance. We're going to live our life our way. And if we really get in trouble, we'll pray 911. And you'll come speeding to our rescue, sirens wailing. Is that what we're looking for? Or maybe we're looking for our personal bounty hunter, huh? Someone who will crush all of our enemies and give them their comeuppance and naturally reward us because you're good, you're right, you're better than most. Is that what we've come out to see? Jesus' words might actually shock us. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. What? How could anyone fall away on account of Jesus? He's the one who's bringing them salvation. Well, isn't that an interesting fact about our Messiah? He's going to be true to himself and true to his heavenly Father. He is only going to do what's right, whether that pleases us, whether we condone it or not. He has his holy will and he will accomplish his holy mission, whether we approve of it or not. And throughout the years, many people have been disappointed, scandalized, have stumbled in their faith because Jesus wasn't exactly what they thought he ought to be. Blessed is the Christian who this Advent and Christmastide can bow before the real Jesus, the Jesus of Holy Scripture. What have you come out to see? This Christmas, we need to see our Messiah as Scripture paints him in all of his full color and all the intimate details. We need to hear the Word of God and what he says. While appearances may be deceiving, Scripture is revealing, and it gives you faith, hope, and joy. Isn't it interesting? Jesus didn't give John's disciples a simple yes answer when they came out. What did he say? Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. And then he said to the crowd, this is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. Jesus laid out all the evidence for them, and he wanted the prophet Isaiah to answer that question for them. Connect the dots. Look in Holy Scripture. It will testify that Jesus is both the Son of God and our Savior, the Savior of the world. Think of it a second. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem means virtually nothing to those who don't know their Old Testament, who have never heard the ancient promises of God. If that is to mean anything to us, we must look through that lens and see how the fullness of God dwells in bodily form in that manger. I'm thankful this Christmas time that I don't have to go through Christmas blind, unable to see the lights or the face of my loved ones, or deaf, unable to hear the music, or unable to hear the gospel message, or lame or crippled or with a disease that wastes away the skin and slowly destroys the body. There are many people in great misery this day. Can we imagine how remarkable that is as Jesus came and put his hands on people and said the word and cured? As he said, he gave sight to the blind and made the deaf to hear and healed the cripples and cured the leprosy and even raised the dead. Wherever he went, there were people who were crying with joy because the Savior had come and healed their diseases, just as Isaiah had prophesied. Look at the evidence. But not, he doesn't come just to heal physical maladies. He also comes that we who are spiritually blind, totally unable to see our Lord for ourselves, he opens our eyes so that we can see what so many other cannot see, that we might hear that gospel message and truly believe. That we who are wasting away with the leprosy of our sin and guilt are now cured and holy and pure in his blood. That he might take us from wandering in the darkness of death and put us on the highway to heaven, the path that leads to our God. All that Isaiah has spoken, Jesus has fulfilled. He has come to preach the good news, and he has preached it to you and me, and he has brought us on his holy highway, and that's what Advent is all about, walking on that highway of his grace straight toward heaven that he has prepared for us. We were the spiritually blind and dead and hostile, separate from God, and he's given us new life. Holy ears and eyes to see and hear all that he has done. We are called the children of God. Just as God spoke his word and Mary became pregnant, so he preached that gospel to us and created faith, hope, and joy in our hearts. That's what we celebrate this Christmas. That's what we've come out to hear and rejoice in. God's word creates a holy trust, a sure conviction. God has kept his promises. He has borne in his body our wickedness and rebellion. He has carried our burdens and made atonement for our sins. His sacrifice speaks words of grace and goodness to us. He has given us faith, and so we trust him more than anyone else. Because he has given us himself to be our Savior, our brother, and our Lord. And from that sure conviction springs forth hope. hope that will not be silenced, a confident assurance that God carries us from day to day in the palm of His hand. Through the eyes of faith, we too look into that manger and see the eyes of our Savior looking back at us. And we say, for me? For me? He came into this world for me? And through the eyes of faith, we look at our Savior as He's dying on the cross. And again, for me? For me? He shed His blood? And through the eyes of faith, we sit again at His entrance to His tomb as He's walking out. And He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And we do trust. And from that trust comes a holy hope. Oh, we are on the highway of heaven. He is taking us ever closer to Himself. The days are dwindling, and soon we will arrive in our mansion He has prepared for us. This world, many thousands of people will sing joy to the world. But will they have heavenly joy? Or simply just manufactured joy? The angels sing in holy joy. Your loved ones who have gone home to heaven ahead of you are singing in holy joy. And yes, this Christmas season, we too can sing in holy joy. That joy that just knows no ending. Because our Savior has loved us and ransomed us and made us His own. We have so much to celebrate about, no matter what our circumstances here in life. I tend to believe that John the Baptist didn't doubt for a minute. After all, he's the one who understood he didn't deserve to even untie the Savior's sandals. And that is not hyperbole. It is truly reality. None of us dare to even be in the presence of God. And yet, what has He done? He's made us His own dear children. He's made John His favorite forerunner. He's called us by name and made us His children, and truly giving us the greatest Christmas gift of all, Himself. And so may nothing lead you to ever doubt. Is Christ the one, or should we be looking for someone else? No. Christ has come that we might have life and have it to the full, Scripture says. May you have a full life, full of His truth and grace. Come out and see what wonders the Lord has done for you and is giving you this very day. Amen. Please rise. We pray, merciful Lord, our times are in Your hands. Guide us, guard us, move us, open our eyes to see the wonders of Your love and the power of Your grace. Be with us and fill us to overflowing, that we might join the angels in heaven singing Your unending praise. In Jesus our Savior we pray. Amen.